Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Whatever you want to talk about, it is fair game. Just remember, though, Steve has one rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, I'm going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Dylan in Lake Stevens. Dylan, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. So I am ready to bring it here for you, Steve. So
all right.
You were just talking about the whole Ticketmaster thing and selling the third party and how crazy that is. And BJ, you brought up Magic the Gathering, which just happens to be my specialty.
Yes.
Let me tell you what they did. They did exactly what you were talking about. About 6 months ago, they put out a product where Hasbro is the owner of Wizards of the Coast, which
right.
Wizards of the Coast is a great company. They do a ton of really good things. Hasbro, on the other hand, they like to make money.
Yeah, they do.
Which is acceptable. That's what companies do. About 6 months ago, they put out their own special edition of this Magic product that's only available on their website and $250 a piece, right? Great. Fantastic. They sell 12,500 in 8 minutes, and they make just slightly over $3 million in 8 minutes. Not a bad coin for that work. The problem was, they sold more and then more and then more. And then I think at about 1250 is when they had to take the site down because they sold about 68,000 copies.
Damn.
They only had 12,500 made, which was just a complete S storm, if you understand. You know, like all of a sudden people are getting charged double. People are getting apology letters. People are getting emails. Refunds are taking a week,
wow.
2 weeks all of a sudden. And it was terrible. And this wasn't the first time. This was actually their third time in trying to sell product through their own website.
So the problem isn't that they're doing this. The problem is that they don't make enough product, and for some reason they haven't figured out how to cap it when they go, okay, once we get the 12,000th item purchase, we will tell everybody there's no more left. How do you have 68,000 people get to buy something you only have 12,000 of? That's ridiculous. I mean, that's just dumb. It's just like you go to a store, we don't have any more left, but we'll take your money, even though we're never going to have that product again.
It's like a chicken place not having any chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, that's just, and he said it was the third time this has happened. That's just unacceptable, which
wow.
I don't put that on Wizards. I put that on Hasbro. That's just bad. I've never heard of like online sites having that much of an error that they just completely oversell like that without the product. If it's one thing, if they say, hey, we're going to make more, we'll get it to you. But it seems like the way he was alleging, they're not going to make more. And so they got to give refunds and double. Oh, that's just dumb.
That's weird. Somebody wanted to know if we heard about and if we could just show some love for Sid Haig, who passed away.
Oh, Sid Haig was a big horror star, right?
Yeah.
Horror movie guy. Yeah. Was he in Pirates, Danny? Pirates of the Caribbean. He looked very familiar. I saw him because I don't know much about.
I think he might have been actually.
I think
like
he was the little guy. He was like the. Wasn't he one of the like there was a little guy in a. All right, then I don't know who he is.
This guy. He was in a House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh,
all the zombie movies.
Yep.
Oh,
also,
okay.
Jackie Brown. I remember from Jackie Brown, but yeah, I still haven't seen any of the Rob Zombie horror films. I'm not a horror guy, but I hear they're fantastic.
And I'm not either, so that's why I'm not really super familiar with Sid Haig, and I'm completely confusing him with another guy. He's not that guy.
No, his face is super iconic.
Yeah.
That's a bummer, though. Yeah,
80 years old?
80 years old.
That's a, you know, I mean.
He had an unspecified accident 2 weeks earlier.
Oh, whoa.
I know that. I remember seeing that like a little while ago, and I thought that he already, sadly, I thought he passed already. So when I saw that he passed, I was like, oh, because I know that he was in bad shape after that accident, and sadly, he's no longer with us.
What I know, man, it's a very interesting thing. Of course, the older I get, the more I'm really paying attention to this. People do really well. They get into their 60s, they get into their 70s, they do really well. They got their faculties. The older you get, when you have an injury, that's when the S show starts happening, because the body doesn't heal as quickly as, and it just, I've seen so many of my friends who really were doing well get hit with an injury, and then they just get, they're done, they're almost like it's done. So it doesn't surprise me that this injury led to, unfortunately, his passing.
I don't know if you remember that. That's him from the Rob Zombie movies with the clown makeup on.
Oh, that, okay, I know that
Captain
picture.
Captain Spaulding is that the character's name. And then he was also in, like, he did a lot with just Rob Zombie in general. He's just, like, in the remake of Halloween. And
that's cool.
It was so
damn
good. He was so good.
Well loved by horror movie fans, for sure.
Yeah, 80 years old. That's unfortunate. I hope he had a great life. Didn't know anything about him, but 80, you hope he really, it's a lot of years. Hopefully you got to have some fun. And, of course, he accomplished a lot from a career.
Oh, we got a shout out.
Oh, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose.
Texter says, shout out to you guys. I'm a diehard Mitch fan, Mitch Levy. Never heard your show until he started coming on. Now I'm obsessed with your show. Thanks for the laughs.
Oh, thanks, man.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
High energy mediocrity.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you, we're...
Can we get shirts that say that?
Yeah, we got to get that.
Yes.
Actually, yeah, we should.
Yes.
It's a funny thing. You know, Mitch and I've been in this town for 20 years, Mitch longer than that. We worked basically at the same time, and we were competitors. Never met. You know, it just never happened. And then when Mitch wasn't on the radio anymore, I reached out to him. And he's a good dude. And, of course, he's so good at what he does. He's a great broadcaster, has a great knowledge of sports. And it's fun for me because I love talking sports. And I love talking sports with a guy that knows more than I do. So it's always a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's cool. He's going to be with us after every Hawks game. So sometimes it'll be on a Tuesday. Sometimes it'll be on a Friday, depending on when the Hawks play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just figured something out, and I was like,
What's this? What's
terrible
going on?
Planning. Seahawks have a Thursday night football game against the Los Angeles Rams on my birthday.
And on your birthday?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, we're already planning on doing all of our maternity pictures, and we had like this high in demand photographer, and so it's like really hard to get in a date, and we already locked in that
date.
Dang,
dude!
And I'm like, oh, that's no problem. It's in the middle of the day, right, babe? She's like, no, maybe you should read your email, and it's at like 6:30 p.m. I'm like, I just assumed it was in the middle of the day because I figured the pictures will be when the sun's out.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, oh boy, I'm gonna be that guy watching the game on my phone in between pictures.
Yeah, but you are.
How do I? You know, I'm not
on your birthday.
On my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday! You're taking maternity pictures.
Well, I didn't mind about that. She was like, are you sure you want to do your birthday? I'm like, it's just another day.
Oh, you're better than me, because if she had said,
it's my birthday.
Oh, I would
have enough of them.
I would have said, no, you're right. We're not doing it on my birthday, honey.
Oh, I don't know about you guys, but do you view it this way? When you're like, if you're having a birthday on a weekday, I don't even count that as my birthday. I just wait till the first weekend closest to it. Mm. So like, if I'm going to celebrate my birthday, it's going to be on like a Friday or a Saturday.
I double dip.
Not Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm a double. Well, I know Vicky double dips. And well, I should say people do it on the weekend, but I double dip and make sure I get treated nicely on the day itself, too.
Okay.
Like my parents always like want to like go out to dinner. So we always do that. And then I'll do it on the weekend. But it does feel awkward trying to do anything like celebrate your birthday, even if it's just dinner, because you're like, I just want to go home. I just want to go to sleep. Is this what getting old feels like?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
100%, yes.
Oh, dude, you've been an old person, though, in a long time.
Yeah.
You really have been. Ever since we've known you, you're much older than your body shows.
I'd say working with you
old
has aged
soul.
Me.
Okay, how is it I give her a compliment and I still get insulted?
Still
I
don't know.
It's because you brought me to your level, duh.
No respect.
No respect at
none
all.
None at all.
Doesn't matter what I say. She just wants to yell at me.
Just hatred. Pure hatred.
Pure hatred. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
All right. So I got to ask that now. What is the ideal birthday for you?
Birthday?
To me, it would be just to have a nice dinner. And like just a good sushi meal or whatever it is that I'm in the mood for. But I could eat with no sense of giving a crap about what kind of calories I'm putting in my system. So ice cream as well is involved in this.
But for you, would you want just like you and your wife? Or would you want like all your friends? So like a table of 12 or something?
Both.
Okay.
So one day where it's just my wife and I, and then another day where it's like me and the boys.
Double dip, baby.
I'll probably like bug like Munson and Jay and those guys and just be like, let's do all you can eat sushi at Trappers and just go buck wild.
Oh, that sounds
stay
like
for
fun.
Lunch and dinner.
That sounds like
be
fun.
Those guys.
How about you, Danny?
Mine is pretty much the same. Like I have I guess it's probably just a day where I don't really have to think. I like coming to work on my birthday because I like the attention. And then
shocking. Yeah, there is that.
And then I like going home and just having like a pizza and watching like scary movies because my birthday is in December. So, you know, Halloween lasts all the end of the year for me. And like watching Nightmare Before Christmas or Sweeney Todd or something like that. And then just having some beer and passing out.
Nice.
Pretty simple.
And you got to come to work on your birthday because Sarah loves celebrating birthdays. She always brings in stuff for a person's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So you're going to get lucky. You're on a Thursday, Steve?
Yeah.
She'll bring something in.
Nice.
Yeah. She likes
I like
to do
cupcakes.
That. Yeah. Yeah, I do too, by the way. So that works out well. Well, it's funny because my wife lives out of town, I celebrate multiple birthdays. I've got my friends, mm-hmm. so it's always going to be something board game related. I got the kids, so it's always going to be something board game related because they're doing something for me. Uh-huh. But I'll tell you what I love. I love when my wife, and this is I'm such the opposite of a guy, because a lot of women love it when you just basically plan something and don't tell them and just take them somewhere.
Right.
I love when that happens for me because I don't want to plan anything in my life because this whole show is about leading and taking the lead and doing stuff. So on my own time, I'd like to go along with the crowd. I don't care what we do. Just if somebody does something, I'm so happy about
it. Don't want
to
make a decision.
Yes.
Just want to go with the flow. I get that.
And my wife, that's what she says, what do you want to do? I go, whatever you do, it's going to be great because you did it. Which a lot of guys don't understand that's all a lot of women want. It's just do something. They don't care how good or bad it is. You just made a decision and gave them a nice day without even having to do anything. I'm the same way.
Oh, no, man. I don't know. What if all of a sudden she's like, all right, then we're having this nice kale salad for your birthday?
Dude,
You'd be fine with that?
I know she does a really good job with
that. I'd flip that salad in the air and
yeah.
be like, get me some sushi.
I mean, for the most part, she knows me, so she's not going to do that.
Right, that kale salad better be topped with sushi rolls.
She took me on a gondola ride a couple years ago, which was really weird because I didn't know where the hell we were going. And then, you know.
It's not an Urban Dictionary term.
No.
Okay, I was like, wow, BJ.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I don't know. You know what? If you look that up at Urban Dictionary, I'm afraid to even see what that might be. But it's, you know, down in Orange County, Newport Beach, they have those water canalways, very, you know, kind of like what they have in Venice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she took us around there, had somebody take us around. Some guy rode it for us and all that. And I thought it was nice. It was a cool idea. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have even bothered looking for it. So I was happy that I got to do something new that I didn't have to plan. So that's what I like.
Someone says Patton Oswalt has a great bit about birthdays. Celebrated through 1 through 21, then 30, 40, 50, etc. after 90, celebrating every year again. That's a good point.
Oh, good call.
I'm kind of that way, too. Like one person says I'm 31, I stopped celebrating birthdays 6 years ago. I'm not like guy that like wants to have a giant birthday party.
Even
milestone ones, like 40. And I don't know, maybe 50, I'll maybe give a crap. But I have many years.
Oh, I don't want any parties at all. I just want to be with my family. That's all I want. Just hang with my family. My friends do it low key. I love it because if they give me something, they don't even wrap it. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, here you go.
Right.
Happy birthday. I love that. Because it's really is. Hey, thanks, dude. I wanted that. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't remember last time people were giving me birthday gifts.
We feed our board game addiction.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I know I'm going to have to get him a game on his birthday. It's like a triangle of just ridiculousness where we tell our wives, you know, and our family, oh, I got to get BJ this, I got to get Sean this, I got to get Josh this because they would love this. But we know then they'll turn around and go, and I know what you want too. So it's just this triangle of manipulation. But our significant others know we're idiots. That's really what it is. So really what I'm doing is buying myself something.
Well, yeah. That's like even now. It's like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, well, what do I want to have her buy me that I'm basically buying?
Yes.
So I look through some stuff and I'm like, okay, that seems like a reasonable price for me to spend on myself.
Yeah.
I want this.
We always make fun of the one guy that wraps something. I'm like, dude, why are you wasting wrapping paper? Just give it to me.
Oh, I thought like he actually spit rhymes to you for your birthday.
That he does. That we never give him a hard time for. But you know what I mean? It's like wrapping paper, I think, is for people that, you know, want to think you care. And usually I think it's for your, I don't know, family members or whatever. But I tell my friends, I go, I don't want you to wrap anything. Just, you know, just give it to me. So when I get it wrapped, usually if it's a dude, if it's a chick, we go, oh, she just wants to be cool and sweet. But for the guy, we laugh at him and go, did you really wrap this? Are you kidding me? You know, and then he goes, I can't believe I did a nice thing and you're making fun of me. Like, who wraps things? Just give it to me.
I'm sorry, but a good point, Steve. You don't like having giant birthdays, but aren't you having Migs Fest again? Yes, I forget that's my birthday party.
That is a really good point, you half a hypocrite.
I completely forgot about that. You're absolutely right. I love parties.
Yeah, that's right. You're doing straight one for your friggin' birthday.
It's just an excuse to get wasted and have some of my friends play music.
That's what birthday parties are for.
I forgot.
I want to talk to all your texters who go, oh, yeah, I don't ever. I want to talk to Patton Oswalt who goes, oh, yeah, I don't celebrate it.
I forgot.
Yeah, whatever. See, you call it something different.
And it became something actually serious.
I bet there's probably Patton Fest somewhere, but he won't call it a birthday party.
Right, fine. October 12th, yeah, Club Sir, come join us. Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction is going to be playing my birthday party.
I have never heard of such a thing at all. The guy is free plugging. He's throwing plugs out for his own birthday party as he says, I don't make a big deal out of my birthday.
I forgot, though.
I'm having a giant party where I had to rent out a free. I basically have to take over a venue. I need a venue for my birthday. But otherwise, I'm really low maintenance when it comes to these things.
You're right. Thank you for agreeing with me.
Jesus. You really are a giant hypocrite. This is the best example of what a hypocrite you are. You really. I know you. What you own it, but this is truly the biggest example.
You're right.
Listen, Danny,
yeah.
I'm not doing a whole lot. You know me. I hate with these people that want to have birthday parties, but could you come to my venue where I'm having mine?
Well, I mean, in all fairness, it's not on my birthday.
Oh, in all fairness? Oh, it's not on your birthday. What is it called?
Migs Fest.
Yeah, Migs Fest.
It's not called Migs Birthday Party.
It's not even
party.
Migs Birthday Party. It's turned into a friggin' fest. That's how high maintenance your birthday is.
Damn straight.
Okay, good.
Hope to see you there.
I'm done talking. No, I'm not going to go and support. I'm not going to support this. All right. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And what time is Migs Fest? When are we
gonna... October 12th.
Yeah, okay, good.
Stephen Perkins, Jane's Addiction, Peter DeStefano from Porno for Pyros, Bruiser Brody, Celio.
Okay, that's
Wyatt Only in the Record.
Thank you.
Glenn Canning Band.
Really was not
SR.
Ah, boy,
Club
sounds...
Sir.
I love it because it's just a small, intimate gathering.
Yeah, with some of my favorite drunk people.
Yeah. All right. Well, more calls and texts at 937. 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted in saying, I saw a funny article about parkers, and I was wondering what kind of parker you guys are. I'm the type that will park immediately and walk as far as needed.
Well, this is a good time to even be talking about this because, you know, as we get into the holidays, I hate to use that H word, parking's big because people go into a lot of stores and that's when, you know, more so than you normally do. Mm-hmm. And parking is a beating. Accidents actually happen a lot because people drop their guard down thinking, oh, I'm in the parking lot now, I'm fine. And that's where a lot of accidents happen.
Arguments, too. People have serious road rage.
Oh, yeah.
Because someone steals their damn parking spot.
Yeah.
Or taking too long to... The minute you get in your car, shouldn't it be like number one priority is to hurry the F up and get out of that parking spot?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's so tough if you're trying to, you know...
I know.
Plug in your GPS and get going. But I'm with you. I try to be as fast as I can be. But I get mad because it's like, well, dude, I have to stop somewhere and set my phone up. And the parking space is the best place to do this.
But then you're waiting for it. You don't know how long it's going to take. You got cars behind you getting annoyed with you. It's just like, I know the minute I give up on this person, they're going to back up as soon as I pass them.
Well, here's what I do.
Bastards.
Here's what I do, though. I do put it in reverse so that you know that I'm ready to come out.
Right.
Because you don't, when people get in the car and then you wait. They sit there and there's no lights that go on and you're like, oh, for crying out loud. You know we're all trying to wait for a space. Heck, could you at least come out of your car and give me the wave? Say, hey, I'm not leaving. I hate that. And, the strategy now, apparently someone's got a big strategy about this.
Okay.
There are three different approaches to actually going into a parking lot and parking.
I'm curious what we are.
So there are people who drive right up to where they're going. Hopefully they'll find an amazing spot right in front.
Hell yeah.
I'm that way when I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Just because I want to be able to load my stuff in quick and not have to maneuver everything with the darn part, you know, the cart and everything.
I do that too, because like 75% of the time I get... parking right up front. I get that weird luck. I almost always get really good parking, except here in Seattle.
I'm a vulture. I will circle, especially if I'm by myself, I will circle a block repeatedly until, because my philosophy is at some point, somebody within these four blocks that I'm circling.
Oh, yeah. When you don't have a lot to park in and it's street parking, you're right.
I remember back in the days when I used to go to the Crocodile a lot. I would just circle the Crocodile building, like all four spots, all four sides. And it would drive whoever I was with in the car insane. Yeah. They're like, why don't you try a different block? I'm like, the odds are in my favor. Somebody in a busy area in Belltown is going to get into their car and leave.
Oh, you!
I'm going to keep circling until that person leaves.
Yeah, I hate that.
Damn vulture.
What was the longest you had to wait in your car until you found a spot? Like 10, 20 minutes?
Oh, I've done it for 40 minutes.
Sometimes. Oh, see, I'd be out.
It depends on how badly I need to get to wherever I'm going. If I don't need to be there right away, I will just keep driving around. Maybe not 40 minutes. I'm probably exaggerating, but for an extended period of time.
It probably was 40 minutes.
Well, maybe.
To be fair, in Seattle traffic, it takes you you 40 minutes to go one block. So.
Oh, and the worst is when you see the car right in front of you getting that spot and you're like, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
No, this weekend I had my light on. I was going to take a left turn, take that spot. And this old guy goes in, sees my light and takes my spot anyways.
That's BS.
Oh, that, I mean, you should hit him with a bat.
I wanted to.
Oh, a bat. Okay. Yes. All right. Nothing else. Just to
take out his knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
There are people who just do the opposite. They grab the first spot they see. My wife is not a fan of that. I'm just like, look, let me get out of my car as quickly as I can. That's how I'm that mindset. If I see a spot, I don't care. But my wife is like, she puts the pressure on me like, that can't be the best spot there is. I'm like, but it's the spot that's there, and now I can get on with whatever the hell I want to do. Why do I want to stay in the car when I have a spot right there?
But don't you always hate it when you do that, and then you walk like five blocks, and you see there's like six open spots? Yeah. Do you want to turn around and go grab one?
I never used to hate it until I was basically shamed by my wife. When I was single doing my own thing, I didn't care. It's like, you know, whatever. There's the store where I'm going, and I got a spot. I don't care. And I always thought maybe you leave those spots for older folks anyway. That was what I told myself, is let the older folks have the spots up front.
One texter says, my lazy ex-wife would continuously circle the Walmart parking lot for a closer spot. So much wasted time in my life.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm somewhere in the middle. I kind of go with you, Steve, where it's like, I can circle for a few times, but then I get frustrated and I start cussing at the people and I'm like, and I just take the first spot that I see.
So here's the science of this.
Up.
This is the science of this little survey they've done to talk about the parking strategy, because there are the folks that want the ones up front. There's a folks like people like me that will just grab the first spot we see, which is usually in the back. Then there are the split the difference people that will look for the middle. And turns out Danny's the winner. Apparently he wastes the least amount of time by actually parking in the middle. Wow. Dang.
You know, then what about I doubt this is on the list, but my father cracked my wife and I up when we went and visited him the last time we went. And there was so many great moments with my dad from freaking out over the most ridiculous stuff. But the thing that cracked me up the most, I think, was we went to a Chinese food place to go eat for dinner, right? And they have a bunch of spots in the front.
Yeah.
Handicapped spots. And then some regular spots, and then some other handicap spots, right? It was weird how it was all set up. Well, the best spot was not a handicap spot. My dad still refused to use it because he loves having his handicap spot because he has a leg issue, so he takes handicapped and old as well. So he always loves parking in the handicap spots. Even though the better spot was the non-handicap spot, he still drove to the spot that was handicapped and had us walk further.
Why?
Because it was the handicap spot.
And he was like, I got the placard, I'm going to use it.
Right. He's like, I earned this spot, I'm taking this spot. And my wife and I, I'm like, looking at him like, is he really parking further away so that he could have the handicap spot? And I asked him, and he's like, well, it's the handicap spot. Of course I'm taking that one.
Does he need more
I give up.
Space to get out of the car? Because he doesn't look like a big man.
These spots were not any different.
No. Oh.
I will say this, though.
It was infuriating but hilarious at the same time.
I appreciate him. Because I can't park in the handicapped spot.
Right.
And he basically left the spot open for me. Even though, yes, your position is quite logical, I do appreciate him for that.
Well, as we're walking into the restaurant, I'm just like, wow, look at this spot.
Because
you
know
what? This is a great spot right in front of, like, two steps away from the front door.
Would you not be pissed? Even though you probably couldn't get the spot. If you're walking into a restaurant, there are all the empty handicap spots. You look over, and there's a regular spot with a placard. I'd be pissed. You wouldn't be pissed?
Not at all.
I can't find parking.
What, are you going to leave a note? Hey, handicap person, park where you're supposed to park.
Yes. Even though I probably couldn't have got the spot, but somebody couldn't get that spot because he's in a regular spot and there's empty handicap spots. Oh, yeah, I'd be pissed. I would. I think I might leave a note and go, dude, you could park over there. That's the whole thing. We can't park there. You can. Come on.
And I also thought it was weird that the better spot was not even the handicap spot.
That's weird, too. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't give the handicap, because
they're at war with handicap people. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I like this restaurant, though. You know what? They're putting me first.
Important. Screw the handicap.
Yeah.
They don't get the best spot.
Good for that restaurant. All right, here's a question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and the gym have in common? Find out at 9:50. On The Rock.
He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and the gym have in common?
It's that locker room smell.
Yeah.
It's kind of musty.
Looking just good.
A tad. Mm-hmm. Old towel smell.
Yeah, it's looking. Oh, man, it's just delightful.
Steve hits up both right after his shift.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I talked to Ryan. I don't know if I'm hitting him up.
Oh, you're hitting him up.
Buddy. We share the same space, so it's not like he needs to hit me up. We practically live on top
of
each
other. We're like butt to butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're a gym ready or you're just fresh from the gym, oh, that's delightful. Yeah.
Oh, another one says a lot of grunting. That's the comparison.
Yeah. Well, there's a new survey that's out there. It turns out pretty much 3 in 10 of us say we don't always wash our gym clothes before we wear them for another workout.
What kind? I hope those people don't work out very hard.
I did that when I was in gym class in high school. I don't know when I ever washed those.
I have been guilty of that, for sure.
Oh, boy.
For sure.
Well, it turns out you're like most men. Men are more likely to do it than women. 10% more likely than women to do this.
I changed my tights because I wear tights because I tend to get chub rub. The shorts and stuff. I'll use those once or twice.
That's a lot of information.
I'm getting a little too excited about this conversation.
I really don't remember putting in a TPS report request for that kind of information.
Tried the Body Glide stick and everything, but really you got to have the tights.
That's a lifesaver. Yeah, the Body Glide that Glide stick is.
You know, it's a good week when the week starts off with Ryan saying chub rub.
Yeah, it is. Ryan Castle. Who knows what he'll say?
Good morning.
He does have a 12-pack.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.